5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
You're getting paid to be laughed at.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Bloody iPhone.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Nice Thursday show coming your way as it's cold and wet outside. You might as well listen to us.
Yes.
Dougal Howard. Of course, the Saints involved in the Spud match tomorrow night. We're going to speak to him. We're also going to speak to Chelsea tomorrow.
Here we are, indeed, tomorrow.
Tomorrow at Chelsea. Frawley about that big game for the St Kilda Footy Club and mental awareness and health and all the rest of it. So we can't wait to speak to Dougal. And then a bit of topics. Brayshaw, you'll always enjoy that. Bit of feedback from Hose.
Really?
And then Rosa Sloan later in the show.
Nice, Jim.
Because he's got a new footy out, courtesy of Sharon. We're going to ask him about that. Hello to you, Willis.
Three beds, Brownless here, Jim. how are you? Good.
I don't want to go anywhere near any of them.
I went and watched Top Gun last night, Jim.
Oh, going to get to that.
I'll have
shortly.
A little chat about my thoughts there, but good. Very good overall.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, rabbits.
The 2019 book entitled No One Is Too Small to Make a Difference is a collection of speeches made by a Swedish climate change activist. What's her name?
Sharon.
Greta Thunberg.
Sharon. Just said Sharon.
Sharon. Oh, no.
What show is that? One of those really...
Mastermind.
Hard quizzes. That's it. Jim?
Yes?
Raps.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour. Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Before we get on to your... Have you seen Monty Panesar on Mastermind?
It is unbelievable.
It's the single funniest thing you could ever...
Monty Panesar?
On YouTube, it'll be on. He was on Mastermind. In the funniest... You've ever seen?
No. Was he good or bad?
Horrific.
Well, it's a hard show. Everyone knows that, Jim. Why would Monty go on it?
I'm telling you, you need to check it out. It's ridiculous.
You
want
spelling bees with all those kids, the young kids that are very good spellers?
No.
When we're on air, we'll talk about
that. Talk about that when we're on air. Okay.
Bailey Smith, Jimmy Boy, has been banned for 2 games after admitting, and I like this, he's come out and said, yes, it was me, admitting to illicit drug use. Okay, so he's got 2 weeks for headbutting Zach Tui, and then he'll miss games against Brisbane and Sydney. Round 16 and 17. So he won't play to round 18. So
how many weeks would Toby Green have got? That was him.
Toby Green would have got at least another 2 or 3. So he would have got about 5, Jim. Yes.
I reckon that's been conservative.
Mm-hmm. All right. Conservative Bill. Stephen May is clear to play for the Melbourne Demons against Brisbane Thursday week. Today week, Jim. So he misses this week, of course, because the AFL have wrapped up their inquiry into him and Jakey One Punch Melcham. So they've wrapped that up, Jim, and he plays next Thursday at the MCG. They'll welcome
him
back.
They need him back badly.
How will that go? Back with open arms?
Oh, yeah. They sort that out internally, but they need him back playing.
You reckon they have sorted it out?
I'm sure they will have, Bill, but they need him structurally badly.
No Maxi Gawn, of course. Yeah. So Luke Hodge is set to play for...
Can you believe this?
Devon Meadows. Do you know where that is, Jim?
Down southeast.
Yes, keep going. Paddocks. There's paddocks out there. I went out
there
once.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah. Chomper's Harms. Yeah, he's from Devon Meadows. Also, Alistair Clarkson will be at the luncheon. So that is great that they'll be there. They'll have a chat. And Hodgie will wear number 23. I don't know why, but good on you, Hodgie, for doing that.
Yes.
Also, Jared Waite is going to play for Benalla.
Really?
Which is for the
rest
of...
That's where Steve-O used to dwell up there.
That's
he was
right.
In Benalla. Not came from, but
no.
Up there.
So how long? Jared Waite wouldn't have played footy for a while, I reckon.
Well, he did play the year after he retired from the AFL, I reckon.
Yeah, he played in the Yamos, and then he played for Winchelsea.
No, he did not.
Read the sheet.
Shep Swans. No, hang on. I'll keep reading. Just talk.
We have a listener.
Whittlesea. You said Winchelsea.
Oh, well, same thing.
No, it's not. Winchelsea's now my way. But anyway, he's going to play for the rest of the year. So well done to you, Jared Waite.
Good
he was
man,
a fine
Jared
football.
Waite.
39 at the minute.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch the boxing last night, Rabsy?
No.
Justice Hooney. Too good.
Okay.
Too good he was. He won 100, 90, 98, 92, 98, 93. He virtually won every round, Jim. Just right. He's a very nice boxer. Hasn't got the knockout punch.
Right.
But he can box. He's going to go places. And from all reports, I was talking to my boxing mates. I mean, Mick and a few of us got together for a coffee, and they said it was a very good stoush.
Right.
Very good stoush, this
right,
one, Jim.
Right,
but he's got three belts now, and he'll also be ranked in the top 15.
Yes.
That means he can fight for a world title now.
Beautiful.
So all the best to Justice.
Excellent.
He's done well there. Nice. Basketball Australia today announced the Hall of Fame inductee, Andrew Gaze, has been elevated to legend status.
How is he not already legend status?
There's only six Australians to receive.
We just out the front again.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Waving at people.
So there's only six that are elevated to legend status.
Right.
Not a bad effort.
Ray Borner?
No.
Larry Singstock?
No.
Has to be.
Alistair Ramsey, Betty Watson, John Rashke, Lindsay Gaze.
Lindsay Gaze, the legend.
Michelle Timms.
Yes.
And Andrew Gaze. That's it.
What the hell?
I know.
So can Larry Singstock not be in there?
Well, they should be. Ray Borner, as
legends.
You said. Five Olympic Games, Jim, of course, carried the flag in Sydney there. You know, he remains the second all-time leading scorer at Olympic Games.
Yeah.
All-time.
Bill, we have a chortle at Gazy because he's a funny guy, but he was an unbridled superstar.
Superstar. He was indeed. At Melbourne Tigers and all that. No, very good player. Went over there. Loved over at Seton Hall, of course. Went over there and did some good work.
Won an NBA championship.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Got a ring?
He does.
Put a finger on it. He'd got a big head.
Put a finger on a ring.
He's got no put. I've got that mammoth head, hasn't he, Jim? And do you know, have you heard about the Australian blind cricketer, Jim?
Is this part of your joke? Or?
No, he's a blind cricketer. His name's Stefan Niro. He has rewritten the record books. He made 309 off 140 deliveries against New Zealand. 309, Jim.
That's good going.
49 fours and a six. 309 off 140 balls. Then the Kiwis got rolled for 272. Niro, wicketkeeper, ran five out.
No.
Five run outs.
Jeepers. That's good going.
Bloody good going.
It is
309
good going.
Of 140. Stefan Niro.
Thank you, Bill.
So we should have a chat to him.
Well done, Stefan. That is an amazing performance.
Wow. Good on you. And Raf Nadal's going to have a baby.
Yeah. Rabbits don't ever come in and help him.
No, it's just Bill needs a bit of help with that one. He's going to have a baby, Jim.
Yeah, right,
a baby, little baby Raf.
I know.
Little Raffy.
Yeah, with who, Bill?
With his girlfriend, I assume.
What's her name?
Mrs. Raf. She's Raf. She's one of the... Her name is... starts with an X. Exa.
Exa.
How do you say that, Ramsey?
Oh, my God.
Ramsey can't say it either.
No.
What a name.
What are we dealing with?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill. Yes, Jim. Oh, now, I got something to tell you, Jim.
Yeah, thank you.
We all
handled.
We're joined by St Kilda defender Dougal Howard.
Our next guest is the ringleader of the St Kilda backline. But every now and then, he sneaks forward for a snag.
No. Now it's through Dougal Howard and ran to the paint of 50 and just put a low flat half ball in and he got it.
Oh. Shame Billy Brownless can only focus on his name.
Are you happy with your name, Dougal Howard?
Bill.
Please welcome Dougal Howard.
Oh, Bill, there's a mouse in our studio.
What?
There is not.
Oh, there is. There's a mouse.
There's a tiny little mouse.
Here it is.
On the floor of our studio. That is hilarious. Dougs, welcome to you.
Dougs, we've got a mouse. Are you good with mice?
Yeah, just get a couple of traps, bit of bait, you'll get it sorted.
That's a good country boy coming out of you up there from Wagga.
Tiny.
You would have seen a lot of them. Look at Jim, he's standing on a seat, he can't
I'm
cope
with
it.
I'm trying to get hosed to get a shot of it. I don't know what's happening. Hey, Dougs, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good boys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we got the big match coming up, of course, and Spud's game. Tell us a bit about what's happened at the club in the build-up to it.
Yeah, it's been an exciting week, and to have Chels speak to the boys about what it means for her family, and I guess the bigger picture for the club of what they're doing with the Danny Frawley Centre. And what the funds raised are going towards. It's certainly such an exciting game for the players, Friday night, Essendon, prime time, doesn't get much better.
Fantastic Friday night footy. And also, I think Nathan Burke's going to say a few words out on the centre of the ground Friday night.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Yeah. Pretty excited to hear that. Last year, obviously, having Gary Lyon, Stewie Lowe and Plugger out there was pretty awesome, pretty special. So, yeah, really excited for that pre-game and hear what Berkey's got to say.
And I suppose it's all about checking in with your mates. And you would know that, being a country boy, Doogsy, that's a big thing, especially in the country areas, in the rural areas, checking in with your mates.
Yeah, certainly. It's something that, I feel quite passionate about. As you said, country community, it's pretty important back there for people to be checking on each other, and especially in the local communities and local footy clubs. It's certainly a massive thing that want to push in, back for the country footy.
Yeah, spot on. Oh, well, certainly up here too, but certainly in the country. Now, how are we travelling? 6th, 8th and 4th, walking wounded, last game, of course, but I think Owens and McKenzie are out with concussion, but Zach Jones has pulled up all right.
Yeah, Jonesy has pulled up, which is really good. Unfortunately, wasn't great losing him late last week, but obviously the physios and docs made the call on him, and unfortunately didn't finish out the game, but it's really good that he's good to go, and unfortunately, losing D-Mac and Mitch Owens, but... Yeah. In saying that, we've got some great depth, and obviously Jack Billings, Hunter Clark played some good footy last week, so they're around the mark, which is good.
Mitch Owens, I hadn't seen much of prior to that game. He goes in nice and hard.
Yeah, bloody oath. He certainly surprised us all when we turned up pre-season, and he's a big boy. He puts his head over it. Unfortunately, he's caught one in the head, but... Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be a good player for us for a few years to come, I reckon.
I was at RSEA Park a couple of weeks ago, Doogsy, because my young bloke was getting a jumper to play in his rep team, and all I could think of was Spud would have walked in and given it the, geez, they let anyone in here.
If he saw you in there, he would have, mate, imagine that.
If he'd have seen me, he would have gone for 15 minutes.
Exactly.
Wouldn't let you know about it.
Oh, my God. Would never have heard the end of it.
And he would have been chuckling away and rang
Damo.
What
are you doing in here?
Rang Damo. Guess who I just saw?
Jeez, it's an impressive facility, though.
Yeah, it is. It is an unreal spot, and we're lucky enough that we get to use it. But obviously the stuff they're doing for the community in the DFC is massive. I think over 1,000 people have already tapped into the programs they're running, and it's going to be there for years to come now. And see Spud's big head there as you walk in. It's not too bad.
How's your body, Doogsy?
Yeah, body's holding up really well, Bill. The bye certainly did it wonders. But it's feeling really good.
Played 51 of a possible 53 games. Mm-hmm. So some of those games you're going to be a bit sore. So bloody good effort.
No, thanks, mate. Yeah, no, it is good. It's holding up. What the two I missed, I think, little hammy and then my partner went down with COVID that early in the year, so I had to cop one. Boys, let me know about that. But it's good to have the body feeling good, and hopefully you can see out the rest of the year.
Bloody oaf. Have you got a brother, Archie?
Yeah, Archie's down Geelong at the moment.
Yeah, is he playing out at Winchelsea?
Yeah. Yeah, how'd you know that?
Oh, so a great find. But they reckon he's going all right too.
Great find.
Yeah, playing some good footy down there at Winch.
He is big, Archie. He's down at uni at Ag College in Geelong, and he's been in a good paddock for the first few months there. So
Marcus Oldham, is that it?
That's it.
Oh, so Jim, you should see these blokes. They got the RM Williams. They got the what are the pants?
Moleskins,
and they got the you should see them. They all drink at the one pub. All got utes with headlights and spotlights, and you got no idea. They love it out there, don't they?
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head. You've summed him up to a T.
Oh, good.
Now, a big month coming up. Obviously, you've got Friday night, which will be huge, and then Sydney at the SCG, Carlton at Marvel, Frio at Marvel, and then the Dogs at Marvel. So it's a season-defining five-game stretch for the Saints.
Yeah, it is. We understand we've got a big run home, and especially this next month, as you said, there's some big games, and the way that the Swannies, Carlton are playing, the Doggies are starting to find their form, it's going to be a real test for us. And I think everyone's pretty excited about it, to be honest, because at the end of the day, you've got to get through all these teams if you want to play finals and go deep into finals anyway. So hopefully it's a good sounding board for us and we can see where we're at. And
going to meet three of them at least if you get there. So you're absolutely spot on. Buy a virtual footy bill.
Yes.
At movember.com.au/spud. To help make a real change to the mental health of our community. So it's not hard to do. Get online, buy yourself a virtual footy, and also dannyfrawleycentre.com.au if you want to find out what amazing work they're doing down there in the mental health space. Congratulations, by the way, to the St Kilda Footy Club.
Yes, exactly right. Doing a really good job there for their former skipper, and what a great man he was. We all love Spud.
So, Dougs, we've got through this interview without Bill asking about your name, which I reckon is the first time in about five interviews.
Yeah, he hasn't brought it up just yet.
No, we won't, because we all know it's not the greatest.
Bill.
No, but that's all right. He's playing good footy, and that's what we love about him. And, well, Archie's a better name.
Oh, Bill.
Yeah.
Hey, good on you, mate. All the best. One of our favourites here. Yeah, he has become on Triple M. So good on you, Dougsy.
Thanks, Billy. Thanks, JB.
See you, mate.
Good luck Friday night. Big game, that one, against the Bombers.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill was unbelievably discreet, too.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
He's just gone, Jim! Look! While we started that interview with Doogsy,
yes,
a tiny little mouse, like a toy mouse, walked out onto the floor of our studio.
A toy mouse.
It was like a toy mouse. It was like a 10, 20 cent piece size.
I saw it. It was a mouse.
But tiny. Mm. Not normal size. Well, it was a tiny mouse.
Well, it might be a baby mouse. Well, anyway, baby I know, mouse. But I'm going to turn it around because it wasn't very professional. Bro,
well, Bill,
you've got to
reflect
Dougs.
He's our man. We love Dougs. But you've got to reflect what goes on.
I know, but Dougal wanted a footy chat.
We're at the second floor here, so how have they a mouse got in here?
I don't care, to be honest.
Now, 133353, time to get the family involved.
Yes.
What's hit you in the head unusual?
Oh, no.
Well, in my case, what in happened? The face.
What happened?
Well, Bill, I'm doing some cleaning at home.
At home?
Yep. What's... And the implement I was cleaning with broke in my hand.
Dunny brush.
Bill.
Yes.
It broke in my hand.
What was it?
And the head of it flew off the handle and hit me in the mush.
What was it, Jim?
Don't really want to say.
I'll tell you.
Bill, I was cleaning.
You're cleaning the dunny. It was a dunny brush, and the dunny brush hit you in the head.
In the face. It flew. The handle broke, and I don't know how it happened.
Did it have any?
But the head of the dunny brush it flew off the handle into my head. Hit me in the face.
Left any like...
Well, I don't know. If there were any particles.
Jim.
Bill, I don't know if there were.
You got hit in the head
in the
by,
head
a, dunny
by
brush.
A dunny brush while I'm cleaning the toilet.
Did you have a shower?
Bill, it wasn't a good scenario.
I wish I'd just been.
So, hence.
Hence.
133353. What's hit you in the face unusual? What are we giving away, please, Rubsy?
A $200 Autobarn voucher. Head into your local Autobarn today for all your top automotive gear at low prices.
Oh, there we are. 133353. Ring us now. What's hit you in the face unusual?
Dunny brush.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I could see ahead Bill. That this bloke was going to be a superstar.
You'd never even heard of him.
Matty Bell at Dover. Oh.
JB, Bill, and a little mouse, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Oh, no, and it was not even worried, Bill. Normally they're edgy.
Yes.
Mice, aren't they? Normally looking around thinking something's going to land on them, and this one was just cruising.
You're just in love with this mouse.
It's a tiny little mouse. 133353, ring us now. What's hit you in the face unusual?
Because a dunny brush.
Dunny brush.
With poo on it.
I don't think it had poo on it.
I think it did, Jim.
I don't reckon. Yeah. But Gary joins us in Heidelberg, Bill.
Hello, Gazza.
Hello, skinny and fat. How's it going? And rabbits, how are you going tonight?
Yeah, good. What hit you in the face? Unusual.
So I remember I was about, grade 5 or 6. We went to a school camp.
Yep.
And this cowboy was teaching us how to crack a whip.
Yep.
So I've cracked it the first time, no worries. He's like, you're pretty good at this. Show us in front of the whole class. Ooh. So, feeling pretty confident, got in front of the whole class, cracked it. the whole thing wrapped around my face.
Oh, no.
That's the big bloody mark, and everyone's laughing at me, and I wanted to go home early. I didn't want to be there anymore.
Wrapped around his face.
That would have hurt, I reckon.
Yeah.
He cracked a whip.
A whip. Yeah, the whip, the cowboy whip.
Thank you, Gaz. Thank you, Gaz. Stay with us. I like that. Clint's in Hawthorne.
Oh, no.
Hello, Clint.
How are we?
Happy birthday, Clint. what have you been hit in the face with unusual?
A kookaburra, Bill.
No, like a bird?
The actual bird, a kookaburra.
How'd that happen?
Well, I just was hacking away at Beacons Hill Golf Course a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And afterwards got myself a nice bag of hot chips. And the lady said, just watch the beware sign there. And I just took no notice of it, sat down with me for three mates. And as I went to take a chip, a kookaburra came out of nowhere and cleaned me up, headbutt me straight in the lip.
They're big, solid birds too, you kookaburra.
No laughing matter, Jim.
Oh.
There it is. Righto, Raps.
No
very Australian.
Yeah. Oh, that would have hurt, Clint.
Yeah, a little bit of claret, Bill, but I've got a big bump, so it's all good.
Jeez, that's good.
Kookaburra's
kookaburra, yeah, that's like... interesting. Damien in Ballarat. Damo.
Hey, JB, Billy.
How are you, Damo?
Yeah, well, I'm excellent, Billy.
Good. What hit you in the face? Unusual.
A dirty big huntsman spider.
Oh, no. How?
No. I was laying in bed asleep and something woke me as it, and as I opened my eyes, I couldn't see out of my left eye, so I've swiped at it with my hand, and I heard it hit the blind, so I've turned the light on.
No.
And saw him sitting there on the floor.
No.
No, that's not
working. That's what we all dream about, nightmare stuff, that. Mm.
Well, at least it was on my face, not in my mouth or something, I suppose.
Couldn't see out of his eye, Bill, it was that big.
And he hit it.
That's it.
I've had a dream about that, but then it wasn't there. I think it was just a dream.
What's that got to do with what we're talking about?
Nothing. Stay on the line, Damo. As Whittlesey.
Old Nectar.
Old Nectar's out there.
Is that your nickname, Nectar?
No, it's actually my name, but it's shortened, that's all.
What, from Nectarine?
Nectarios, fat.
Yeah, not Nectarine, I don't reckon.
What's Nectarios? What's that?
I'm Greek. I'm not a fruit.
Yeah. He's not Nectarine.
I've
Bill.
Never heard of Nectarios. I've never spoke to a Nectar.
Righto,
so
Nectar.
Good on you, from
what
Winch?
Hit you in the face unusual?
Well, quite a few years ago, boys, we ended up going down to the Melbourne Zoo.
Yep.
And
oh, no.
I think the gorilla must have been bored that day and pooed in his hands and decided to give it a good old flick into the crowd. And I was the unfortunate one who copped it right in the face. And it didn't taste any good, boys. And I'll tell you what, it tasted nothing like the Chiquito either. That was in the...
Yeah, Caddyshack in the pool.
Yeah, Caddyshack. It tasted nothing like that Chiquito, I'll tell you what.
They do that, the gorillas, genius.
Ended up in your mouth, the gorilla poo.
They do it at the zoo. You've seen it?
Marshy in Bannockburn. Hello, Marshy.
Wow. All right.
G'day, boys. How are you, Billy? You're a legend.
Backus, how are you?
Good. Years ago now, my brother, we grew up on a farm, so...
Well, hang on. Find a better spot,
he's out
Marshy.
Of
we're losing you.
Get on a hill out there. You're a long way out.
Try again.
My little brother thought it'd be a great idea. We used to play a lot of practical jokes on each other.
Yeah.
And he hurdled a shovel full of baby tiger snakes.
I'll tell you what he did, Jim. His brother had a shovel of baby tiger snakes.
No.
And he threw them at Marshy.
How do you ever shovel a baby tiger snakes?
Marshy?
Our property was riddled with them, and he must have just come across the nest of them there at some point, and he thought it was a great joke.
Hit him in the face with a tiger snake.
A shovel of them.
Thank you, Bill.
That's all.
Anyone else, rabbits?
Yeah, we got Mark from Clyde.
Marco.
How you going, fat JB?
Good, Mark.
What hit you in the face unusual, Marco?
I was doing a bit of a... spring cleaning, and I was cleaning out the old ensuite cupboard.
Yeah.
And I pulled down a blanket, and a toy of the adult kind rolled down and almost took my eye out.
Oh, no. He got hit in the face with an adult toy. Bill?
The plug kind.
Oh.
And you kept it, Marco?
Oh, yeah, it was good misses. Yeah.
The plug kind, do you reckon?
Jim, what have you brought up here?
We've got one more.
Come on.
Kate from Mildura.
Kate.
Oh, Katie.
Hello.
Hello, Katie.
Well, I actually got hit in the face mm-hmm. with a bullet.
Oh, no.
Wow. No.
That yeah. had been fired out of a gun?
Yes.
Oh, my Shit. Goodness. What kind of bullet?
It was one of the round, small ones that you get out of a shotgun.
Oh, pellet.
And it was fired from a .22.
And how did it hit you? Like, why were you even anywhere near someone firing a gun?
Well, I was out in a back paddock playing softball with a friend. I was about 12.
Yeah.
And her brother got up over the back fence with a gun and said, run or I'll shoot. And, of course, you know,
sure?
it was just a, yeah, dickhead boy. And I kind of thought, you know, we just ignored him. And the next minute there was a bang and I didn't feel any pain, but I put my hand up to my face and there was blood.
Jeez.
Ooh, what the hell?
Absolutely.
Good, that,
Katie, so, we went to the hospital. The doctors there thought that it just nicked my face.
Yeah.
But I've since had x-rays on my head, and I still have a bullet in there.
Oh, jeez.
That's unbelievable.
That is.
Well, it's not a bad thing to then be able to say later.
To tell a story, you reckon?
You've taken a bullet to the head.
Bloody oaf. That's no good for poor old Katie, girl.
All right. Bill, that's it. What about old topics?
Very nice, Jim. I
you
didn't think
thought I'd
work.
Be the stupidest one.
Yeah.
And there were lots more.
Exactly.
Who are you going with?
Well, a kookaburra got me, Jim.
Right.
To get hit in the head by a kookaburra with the hot chips. I did like that. So I think that was Clint.
$200 Autobahn voucher, mate. Head into your local Autobahn today for all your top automotive gear at low prices.
Yep.
And boys.
Well done, mate. Clint. And Nectar.
Nectar.
Firstly, because Bill called him Nectarine.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, because he went to the zoo and a gorilla pooed in its hand and threw it at him.
He's also got a $200 Autobahn voucher
Nectar.
As well.
How good.
Thanks, guys. That's fantastic.
Well done, Nectar.
Makes that poo taste a bit better now.
That's it. Whoa, Bill, that's good, that one.
No, well done. We might put that away and use it again, I think, Jim.
The adult toy?
Oh, Jim.
Of the... It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Make sure the mics aren't ever turned on during songs.
Quite aware of that.
Otherwise, he might never work again.
Jim, went out to see Maverick last night.
What did you think?
I liked it. Very, very good. Off the top, 8.5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. The camera work, Jim, the noise.
Yep.
Fast planes flying around, landing on the aircraft carriers.
Yes, that's
how good's
it.
All that?
Unbelievable.
Something you'd love to do, wouldn't you? Fly a jet fighter.
Yes.
You would love to do that. Good pace. Cocky new Top Guns coming into the recruits, coming into the pub. Loved
Miramar.
All that stuff. Yes, all that. Penny was good.
Yes, Penny Benjamin.
That's right. Tom Cruise was 23 when the first one was made. He's now 59.
In so good nick.
36 years
in
between.
Very good nick.
Very good nick. Yep. Well done to him. But just a couple of little
awesome
things.
Butts.
Yeah.
Mm. Righto.
The finish, Jim. The finish. Cheesy.
Cheesy. Mm.
Nice. Happy.
How did you want it to finish?
Someone had to die.
Oh.
They did.
Bill.
No
I'm
one.
Not sure someone needed to die.
Yes.
I don't
think. For the sake of the show, yes. Okay?
Righto.
So just that. And the other thing is, who were they fighting, Jim?
Well, they haven't come out and said.
Why?
Well, probably through political
PC?
Correctness, yes.
Well, looked like the Russians.
Well, Bill,
well,
we don't know.
Well, I just wanted to know who they were actually fighting and trying to bomb the thing.
Right.
Yeah. They had a little assignment.
Spoilers.
No, they had an assignment to do, which was very difficult and... Tom was great, and they were all good and very, very good show, but they just never mentioned the opposition, Jim, at any stage, did they?
One of my favourite scenes was early on when they're at the pub.
Yes.
And they had to throw someone out who then turned up the next day.
Well, it took
a few boys were sheepish.
Exactly. Well, it took us back to when he... Originally, Tom Cruise had a crack at the girl at the pub on it, and then she came in and she was the...
That's it, Bill. So there were some nice synergies.
Synergy, that's the word.
Between the first one and this one. I loved it. I thought it was great.
What did you give it out of 10?
I gave it a 9.
All right.
Hose gave it a 10.
Yeah, she went a bit early, I think. She got all excited and all that. But 8.5 was very good. Well done to everyone concerned.
Well,
nice. But Greg Chappell's
son, Stephen Chappell, is a fighter pilot.
Yep. Is he?
In the Australian Army, Australian Air Force, and has been for years and years.
Yeah.
I think he's just finished up because they get to a shelf life where physically it's not good.
It'd be
not
hard,
good on your neck, and your, but also the air they breathe. It. So, but I think three or four times was overseas fighting.
Yes.
And I had sat next to him at dinner one night, Bill, and I said to him after about 2 hours, am I boring you with all these questions? Yeah. And he goes, no, I'm very happy to talk about it. It was the most fascinating evening I reckon I've almost ever had.
It's one of the things you'd love to do, but then you shit yourself in there, mate, and in the cockpit.
But you also have to be elite smart, and you've also got to be able to handle the G-forces, which not everyone can.
Is it true that females can't?
I don't know.
Why there's not a lot of women
maybe
fighter pilots?
Maybe. That could be true.
That's someone told me that because the G-force, yeah, exactly.
But he...
not being sexist there, by the way, but that's true.
No, we know that. Yeah. But it was the most brilliant night because Greg and Judy and Ian were over the other side of the table and they were talking all their stuff. And I love all of them, but I thought I'm just going to selfishly ply Stephen Chappell, fighter pilot, with questions.
I don't know one fighter
pilot. It was brilliant. Yep. I loved every single second of it and their life is fascinating.
And then Greg come over and... He bored you.
No, he's a magnificent man, Greg. But they were talking their own stuff, so I was able to just talk to an Australian.
Would have been great.
You know, Australian fighter pilots are considered to be the best in the world.
Are they?
Unbelievably good.
Have they been
good.
In combat?
Well, they not. He was saying, I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to.
Yeah, you are.
I'm allowed to say
it. It's 3 years.
But I don't think they do the dog fighting in combat as much. Oh. They do the keyhole bombing and stuff. But Bill, it was fascinating. I loved every minute of it. Champion bloke, and as I say, there's so much admiration for what he did.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So I was thinking, Jim, and then I got your head together and the lovely Jillies.
Second half of the show coming up, Rory Sloane. We're going to chat to, out with an injury, but very good man. Got the new footy out to teach kids how to kick, so we're looking forward to chatting to him. We got Rosie with some nice feedback, also a joke at the end.
Yes! Good one today.
Now, what do we got by way of wrap?
Well, let's talk about tonight's game, Jim. An unbelievable game, of course. Mm-hmm. Richmond taking on Carlton MCG at 7:20. What are the timings on these night games on Thursdays and
Fridays? Yeah, they're all different, aren't they?
Why?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Is it to do with your mop, Seven?
Don't think so. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I always think Friday night starts too late. I've thought that for a long time.
Exactly. So it's 7:20, 7:40, and then it's 7:50.
Yeah.
7:50 is too late.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I would love Fridays to come forward to about 7:30. That'd be better.
Richmond, one game out of the eight, of course. No Dusty.
And you were saying to me before that Richmond are comfortable favourites in this game.
Yeah. Well, the bookies' favourites. I'm not sure.
A ninth place versus fourth place.
That's right.
I don't think the Blues have done a hell of a lot wrong.
No.
And they're getting a lot of their cattle back. So why, not that Richmond aren't a fine side, but why would a team so much higher on the ladder be underdogs?
They've won five out of last six. They're going all right, the Tigers. They're playing at the MCG, maybe. I don't know. That's the only reason I...
$1.70.
$1.70 to what?
$2.10 now. So Carlton's come back a little bit.
They don't get it wrong too often, the punters.
And Lynch comes in, Tom Lynch, for the Tigers. That will help them,
and
Jimmy
Chera out for Carlton.
That bloody mouse is right there. It's tiny. and, of course, if they win Carlton, equal top, Jim.
I know.
Equal
it's
top.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
That is. Durden comes in there. That's a good
How good's Charlie Curnow been?
Absolute star, mate. Him and, of course...
Big H
has been outstanding. But Charlie, even when he wasn't there, very good player. Doesn't lead and mark and take big hangers. He also gets them off the ground and things like that. So we do like him. Good game, that one.
Friday night Spuds match.
Yes, indeed. The Saints, sixth. They got Zach Jones back, which is good. They need him running around. The Bombers. Now, what are the Bombers going to do, Jim? Because fair dinkum, two positives out of last weekend's game was Dylan Sheil, who had 27 touches and 10 tackles, so he got dirty. That's what a few of his mates have to do, get dirty. Yep. And the other one was the pre-game.
Oh, I know, they did that brilliantly.
That's all.
They did but that brilliantly.
They've got to show something.
You know what I would suggest? Here's me telling Ben Rutten what to do, which I never would do.
We've all got opinions. Only opinions.
Get some speed on the ball, Bill.
Right.
Get the thing moving.
Yeah.
So stagnant.
Slow.
And that must drive their fans mad. And when you just go back and kick over the mark
the
and then stop and kick over the mark and just get the thing rolling, take some risk, get some risk into your game.
So there's two games there, MCG and Marvel, Jim.
Yep.
Guess what? The next four games, three on Saturday, one on Sunday, all interstate.
They are, because we're all interstate.
We are.
You're in Perth, I'm in Adelaide. That game, Port Adelaide-Sydney, is going to be interesting. Adelaide Oval will be doing that one Saturday afternoon.
Good game, that one, of course.
And then Optus Stadium, which is the one you're going to for the reunion.
No,
well, 92
I'll go
flag.
And watch the Cats.
Cats playing the Eagles.
It'll be interesting, the Eagles. I think 10 or 12 players played in the Waffle last week for the Eagles, so they're bringing some senior boys back. So it'll be very interesting to see who he does play in this game. And Dangerfield should be back for the Pussycats.
And Dogs, and there's lots of rivalry there and history.
Good history between these two. Remember that prelim it was up there in Giants Stadium when the Doggies knocked them over? I tell you, I love Giants, and I love Mark McVay. He's coaching.
Oh, yeah, been great.
Two out of three ain't bad. And he's got Coniglio firing. He's all of a sudden playing some good footy. And Harry Himmelberg, just float down defence, kick a goal, have 30-odd touches, whatever. He's going really, really well. So I reckon the Giants are a chance there. Not sure about the old Doggies. They're just up and down too much for me. And then on Sunday, the Gold Coast Suns, they've just got to win that one. They've just got to win over Adelaide. They've won four of their last five, the Gold Coast Suns. And this is one where they just should say, yep, we win this one and we win it well.
It's not right, that mouse. I reckon there's something wrong with it. No, there is.
No, there is.
It's not right.
It's not right.
It's not getting around right.
I see. Jim, you're not on the ball today. You haven't been professional because we had a very good guest on before.
Just back to Leon Cameron
on
Harry Himmelberg. Did you read about the text?
Mark McVay.
No, but did you read about the text Cameron sent to McVay?
No.
He said, how long have you been sitting on Himmelberg as a defender? Didn't want to tell me before I left.
But Leon Cameron said that.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Feeding him.
Yeah. I love Leon Cameron. He's
Where's he gone, man. Actually? What's he doing?
Not sure.
Probably having a break.
Yeah, which is a well-earned break, of course. But I wonder if he'll pop up somewhere.
Don't know. He should. He's a very good footy citizen, Leon Cameron.
North
good man.
Melbourne should grab him.
I would love to have him in North Melbourne. He'd be brilliant.
So you've got to be a bit more professional, Jim, because you're normally not. You're pretty good. But honestly, we had poor old Dougal Howard. He comes in on the rush hour. We're going to have a good footy chat. And this happens.
Phil, there's a mouse in our studio.
What?
There is not.
Oh, there is. A
tiny little mouse.
Here it is.
On the floor of our studio. That is hilarious. So, Bill, you're as unprofessional as me. You're even worse.
Should have heard that. I should have had to listen to that before I threw that. Speaking of mouse, I'm going over to see him this weekend.
That's him on the floor.
That's him. Mouse.
Yeah, that's it. Get some cash from me, mouse.
Exactly. Rambler, we're going to tomorrow night.
The Zip.
The Rambler on Swan.
What's that?
It's a pub.
The Rambler?
Yeah. That's a good one, too.
Rosie's going to pop into the studio next. She's got some feedback for you.
Like it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I went to a joint gym. It was that small that I put my key in the front door and it opened the back door.
Oh, no.
Shebang. Yeah. Peter and Kim.
Shebang.
Rory Sloan, not too far away.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With Aussie Supermole, Rosie Walton.
What do we got, Hose?
That's you, Rose.
Well, I don't want to go on about Crocs again, but...
Mm-hmm. But...
Daniel Edwards, who has a crown in his social media thing. He's a... Not the king of kings, but he's a king of some sort.
Yes. Well, he wears a crown.
He's sent a photo in of cowboy boot Crocs for you.
Wow.
I could see you in those.
No.
Joe Special.
So look,
what a shame that your birthday's already passed.
That's ridiculous.
Maybe for Christmas.
Cowboy boots.
Horrif.
Yeah, no, they're not great.
Speaking of horrif, yesterday.
What?
You ate a donut and it went all over your face.
It didn't. There was a little bit. I saw this on the socials. Unfair.
Misrepresenting you.
Yeah, exactly.
Was it?
It's a little bit there.
Still there. Andrew James Bro 1 commented saying, it must be hard to find something so small on something so big.
Yes. No, it's not bad.
Like it. M. Watson said, I'd be more worried about what's on Rabs's face. Hashtag bit ginge. Hashtag yuck.
Oh, ginge.
Yeah, it's got a bit of red about it.
Oh, no. That's disappointing.
The story.
Thank you, Bill.
Shave it off.
Okay.
Please.
Yeah.
The story.
It's not great with it off, though, is it?
Because he's got the mumps.
Let's be honest. You're damned if you do and damned if you don't, rabbit.
Come on, Dan.
Same. Now, the story responses are interesting, though.
Yes.
DT Harkins wrote bin juice.
Bin juice?
Bins.
Yeah,
bins.
Oh, no, I gathered that. Yeah,
thanks for playing along. Jack Monaco, though, wrote, now this is asking for trouble, because he wrote, what's on Bill's face?
Oh,
and
no,
it was a little speck.
No.
And Jack, you're correct. I can't read out one more comment.
No. You would not be able to.
Of like 35 comments, none of them are broadcastable.
No. Oh, no. What like? Just
no.
Go
no.
down a line.
No.
Not doing any of that.
Go down a rabbit hole.
No.
None of that.
Off air.
Oh. Mm. Oh.
But you've sort of got form with Ewan.
Ewan?
You and having things on your face.
Mm.
Rabs?
How are you just looking at Bill and seeing that he's just drawn ink all over?
I saw that, actually. I didn't want to say it. But
Mason Cox.
He's just got a great
like a pen exploded in his face.
Blue bit of pen down his nose.
Is that Coxy?
Yep.
What were you doing, Bill? You draw a line on your own nose.
No, I don't think I did.
There's video of it.
Is there?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, show me the video and then I'll comment. But that was Mason
Cox. It's on our
Cox.
Facebook, isn't it?
Yeah.
Triple M Rush Hour Facebook.
What do you reckon I sit here and just paint my nose?
Yeah, you
well,
did.
What did you do?
Well, I don't know. I can't remember. How long ago was that?
2018.
Wow, so too far.
Not
ago.
That long
well,
ago.
Can I take you back to last year? You and James used to visit my studio when I was in the afternoons to promote what was happening on the 6 o'clock version of this show. And you came in and you had a dirty big texter mark.
You did.
A round texter mark just above your boob.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, I had a. It's a long story. I'm not telling you. Actually.
Okay, so I'll tell it. He had a hole in his jumper
that's
that he thought he'd fill
jumper.
In with Texter, which ended up on his T-shirt. Yeah. And Bernie Vince noticed.
A bit of an issue with a jumper today, I hear.
No, Daisy. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, a bit of a hole in the jumper, and you decided to colour it in with the Texter, did you?
What is he doing? Seriously.
What about when you take the jumper off? You're going to have a black dot on it, you dickhead. Oh.
What is wrong with you? Not only that, Hose, when the jumper moved, the white dot was visible instantly
funny
anyway.
Funny about that.
Yeah.
But he wore the T-shirt recently.
Oh, no, and still it's still had
the
got...
Oh, really?
I washed it once.
Also, why did you call Bernie Daisy?
Yeah,
well, Daisy was there too. I think there was a few in the room.
No,
that was a Saturday rub crowd.
No, only Ben.
And Daisy's not on the Saturday rub.
He wasn't on it anyway.
That's true. I don't know why I called him Daisy. But it was a nice blue jumper. I got a blue texter and I thought I was clever until it went through.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it also went through to my skin, by the way.
Do you get asked, Hose, like I have for 20 years?
Is he putting it on?
Yep.
No.
It happens to me all the time. And I go, no, he isn't.
I hope
he's
so.
Legitimately that stupid.
No, no, because you know I'm not. You know I'm not, Daisy. And you know I'm not.
Heath. Not what?
Heath.
But you know I'm not that stupid.
You know what, I reckon?
Don't you?
You're about to fly to Perth.
Do you really?
And your head's already in the plane. Isn't it? You're not thinking properly.
Plus going on sort of a break for 2 weeks.
Staying
so
at Crown
checked
Towers.
Out.
Oh, yeah, over
Crown
there.
Towers already booked in, Jim.
Have you?
Lying on the bed.
That's what you are right now.
Oh, so not two cards for you.
We never, ever needed two.
Four.
Never needed two
the way
keys,
I'm
Bill.
Travelling at the minute, four.
Never, ever needed two. In fact, they don't even ask him. They just walk up and go.
Slide across there's the
there's,
one.
There's your key. Jog on. Triple M's Rush
Hour with JB and Billy. She pulls out a rectal thermometer.
I beg your pardon? I'd packed up my stuff.
We are joined by one of our all-time favourites, Rory Sloane.
Our next guest is the Crows' inspirational captain, kicking big goals.
Now a chance for Sloane. Sloane around the body. Is it a goal? Yes!
And delivering monster hits.
Sloane knocked him out. Sloane's box danger out. Unbelievable hit.
And after he recovers from an ACL injury, we can't wait to see him back on the field.
Long inside 50. Sloane! Big Rosa!
Please welcome Mad Mates, Rory Sloane.
Lots of his mates are mad.
Yes.
From Upway, Tacoma. Yeah. Good to speak to you, Rosa. It's been too long.
It has been too long. You're rubbing a bit of salt in the wounds with that intro. I mean, it just got me a bit fired up. What are you getting? But obviously, not able to.
You must be missing it. Of course, you got an ACL injury out for the year. You of all blokes would be missing it, I reckon.
Yeah, the rehab stuff I'm fine with. It's the worst part about it is when I walk out behind the boys, because I'm helping out a bit at the moment, so I walk out behind them all and watch them run out on the ground. That's probably where I get the most frustrated and flat and jealous and all the above emotions. It gets me that part. But then I also get that little tingle. It's like, all right, well, do your work properly and get yourself back because I can't wait to have that feeling again.
How is the ACL?
Yeah, really good. The physio, the boys, I've got a great team that are helping me and they're really happy with how it's recovered. and healing up, and it actually feels almost too good. I'm sort of walking around really well, and sometimes I feel like I could go for a jog and even surf, but then I start to move a bit quick, and I'm like, oh, yeah, there's still something wrong there, but no, it's coming along really well.
So that must be the really hard bit, when it starts to feel like it's back to normal and you're still 8-10 months away from playing. Mentally, that must be hard.
Yeah, and I mean, I haven't run yet too, so that's probably, that's going to be, once I start running, and I reckon there's a period around that six month mark that you start to feel really dangerously good. And that's, yeah, I mean, I'll just try and enjoy as much of the rehab, and I've got a couple of little goals and challenges to get fit and bigger and stronger than ever. So that's, yeah, hit those goals first and just make sure I'm right. And I mean, the best part is I'll be able to do most of the off season and pre-season with the team, which will make it fly as well.
Do you sit down and think, gee, what am I going to do when I retire? Does it make you feel like that? Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's given me that time. It's also made me go, all right, that's something I never want to do, really, is retire. So right. I've got it too good at the moment. So, yeah, that's sort of my attitude is like, all right, you've had 14 years, solid footy. I've now, like, I've got a whole year to have a rest and get ready and don't have the bash and crash of every game. So I'll be able to come back really fit and fresh and ready for next year. And that's just the goal at the moment, so, come back firing next year and then continue on this journey for as long as possible.
The role you're doing at the club, has that sort of led you to think that maybe when you finish, you'll go into coaching, or how have you found that?
No, I've just enjoyed a role on the bench, really, just to it just gives me a touch point for the players and be able to pass on my experience, I suppose, on field. It makes you just realise there's not much you can do from the bench or from the seats upstairs. It's about the work you do during the week. But coaching, I'm not sure yet. That's still one I'll explore over the coming weeks.
Oh, hey, I heard you're in Melbourne. Down, someone said they saw you at Red Hill Way. Didn't go back to Upway.
Missed Upway on the list at the moment. Mum and Dad are in between some houses, so had no base to take the boys. I went down, hired a house down at Red Hill, and just enjoyed a bit of farm and wine life, really, for a week. And everyone came to us, which was nice, but it didn't stop raining for the first few days, which was a little bit chilly.
It's a beautiful part of the world, by the way.
It is. It's a great part of the world. You got a few surf beaches on one side. You got some bay beaches. You got some good golf courses, good wineries. Yeah. It sort of ticks most boxes, Jim.
No, I know it well. It is a superb part of the world.
You used to live there.
I did. Flinders.
Lost
windy.
You lost that one, Jim.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Don't need to be reminded of everything that went missing.
A couple of my favourite waves. I used to surf when I was younger down at Flinders, hugging the cliffs there.
That's it. With the big cannon up on the hill.
Yeah.
Yeah. The big gunnery.
Big gunnery.
Yeah. Goofy foot.
Now, how are your team going?
What are they? They're 15th on the ladder, Jim. 4 wins, 8 losses. How are they travelling? We don't hear a lot about the Crows here.
Yeah, you might not have watched a heap of their games, and that's we've been playing some solid footy, but and I think it's just been in patches, really. So the aim for this second half is just to smooth out those patches and be much more consistent, because when we've played some good footy, we've matched it and beaten some really good teams. But just need to produce it more often, and that's our challenge with a bit of a younger group, is just to make sure we're consistent.
I don't mind it. I've actually seen a few of your games this year. We did one up at Ballarat, which was a great result for the club, obviously.
Yep.
And
yeah,
then
it was.
Actually, the recent one against a pretty disappointing West Coast. But I think, well, from the outside looking in, you're ahead of where I thought you were going to be. I think some of the young kids look really good, and it looks like the game plan's starting to hold up.
Yeah, and we've got some real clarity on how we want to play, and yeah, the development of some of these young guys, which again is another positive of myself and probably Cito being out injured, is some of these younger kids get some solid game time and development. So I've loved what Sammy Berry, Jackson Haitley have done, coming into the midfield and playing big midfield minutes and matching it with some of the best midfielders in the comp.
All right, we need to take a break with you, Rosa, because next I'll ask about old one ear sticking out Texan.
Oh, yes. How's he going, old Tex?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm not saying it's a fait accompli, but I'm saying that it's a fate.
Oh, wow.
And not complete yet.
Just...
Adelaide Crows captain Rory Sloan joins us, who, JB, has put his name behind a new Sharon footy.
I've got one in my hands at the moment, the face footy. I'm going to ask you about that in a moment. But I love Texan. He's come back and he's playing very nice football, the champ. And
yep.
When you talk to him about his weird-ass ears, he just pulls you up and he goes, no, one ear. Yeah. Only one's weird.
It's just one.
But he's playing nicely.
He is.
He apparently ear surgery is very painful. Yeah, it's one you never want done. But
really?
No,
how?
Yeah.
How's it painful?
They've got to take some cartilage behind it and pin it back. It just sounds horrible. So he's avoided that, but he's playing some great footy.
Mm.
You can tell all summer he was hungry and fit and as ready as ever. And these last couple of seasons he's just wound back the clock and he just looks fit and firing really. So when we're moving the ball the way we have in the last couple of weeks, able to lower our eyes and use our numbers a bit better. It plays into his hands as well. So better we play, or I think the better you'll see Texan play too, and he'll kick a couple of bags.
And co-captain, and now solo captain, is he sort of wanting you to stay away and he'll just make it the role his own?
He's once a captain, always a captain. He is. So he's still a skipper and he certainly plays and trains that way. He leads the boy better than anyone.
Did he put that rumour out that another club was looking for him?
Probably.
No doubt.
He put, no, I mean, yes. The better the Texan keeps playing, the more years he gets. Yeah. And I'm out of contract at the end of next year. So if he keeps playing real good footy, it's going to leave nothing for me at the end of next year and I'll be gone. So could be a rough year for me next year.
Now, the face footy, Bill.
Yes.
You're the man who kicked 400 plus.
441, Jim.
Yeah, 400 plus was enough. Mm-hmm. And this is, tell us, Rosa, what we're doing here, because I've got one in my hands, cover my ears and kick my chin.
You've got radar.
Yeah. I've got radar.
For those listening, the footy has a face on it.
Yep.
There's four different colours. Radar is the blue one. But it's a concept we've used for a while, teaching kids how to kick a drop punt. Normally we'd say, imagine there's a face on a footy and the way to kick it is you've got to hold the ear, or you've got to cover the ears, which is the side of the head. You've got to point the nose at your target. So you line up for the goals. You've got to point the nose at the goals and then you've got to kick the chin and make it spin. And kids love that concept. And Big Podsy, James Podsy Adley, being the brains behind most things, he calls me up one day. He's like, mate, I've just drawn a face on a footy and like it's so easy for kids to do and it's so easy for me to teach kids how to kick. So he's like, we've got to do this. So we got talking to Sharon and partnered up with Sharon and they were really keen to they were looking at something for some kids as well. So it's a very simple concept that'll help kids master the art of drop punt.
Well, it's a nice soft footy, so you can kick it indoors,
yes,
which I like.
And the kids can mark it without being frightened of it hitting them.
Exactly. So it's a great idea. The ears obviously on the outside there where you put your hands for a drop punt. Then point the nose, so you point that at where you're kicking
to. That's pretty much what Rory
exactly
just said.
Exactly what he said. Yeah. You kick the chin, Jim, which is underneath there. Yeah. So I like
it. I'm glad it sunk in. Most five-year-olds repeat it to me as well, Bill. So
there you go. That's about right.
What
do you do, Jim, if you want to kick a torpedo?
We've got to wait for Mr. Torpedo to come out, don't we? So,
well, just hang on, Rosa, because we might be able to give you some inspiration for Mr. Torpedo. Have a listen.
Your technique when kicking a torp, because it's a lost art, Billy.
Yeah, it is. Just hold it like that and kick it.
Can you dumb it down for our You're getting a bit technical on us.
How do you explain it, Ross? That's torpedo.
That's Bill on the front bar, by the way, if you're wondering.
Yeah, I could pick that up. That was very fun. I saw that episode, Bill. Some of your finest.
Yeah.
But no, you have to keep it simple, Bill, so I do like that. Just hold it like this and kick it like that.
Yeah.
That's a simple technique too.
With the face, I'm just trying to work it out how you do that.
Well, Mr. Torpedo's coming.
Yeah.
Different ball.
Well, you have to be something underneath it, because that's where you're kicking it for the torp.
You've got to kick high for a torp, don't you?
Rebel Sport, AFL Max Stores, sharon.com.au if you want to get the kids a face footy. They're absolutely brilliant. I'm taking this one home.
Yeah.
There's you can Bluey. Keep that. That's for you.
Bloody oath I am. Don't even
Bluey,
think
actually,
about it.
I didn't want that name for Bluey.
Bluey?
Wrong name. But no, Raider.
Raider.
Never misses, Bill. Jim, so you always hit your target.
How's the family, please? Beautiful Belle and Sonny and Bodie.
No, they're good. They're very good. We had a nice little getaway, as I said, and kids loved seeing their family and cousins in Melbourne. So they actually got to run out on the MCG when we launched these too, which was a pretty cool experience for my boys.
So So I don't know if you've seen the photo we've got here of the two boys, but one of them's bawling his eyes out, and the other one is eating the lead of the dog.
Really?
Yeah, have a look, mate. Have a look at him.
I'll have to have a look.
On the beach.
And two dogs.
That probably sums them up, those two. Yeah. That's one's going to be a ball, and the other one, yeah, we'll just eat anything.
Are we still loving footy, Rosa?
Loving footy. Yeah. Just jealous at the moment. Just want to play more than anything, but that's all right. As I said before, it's a chance for me to freshen up. I haven't had this chance for a long time. And I said this to someone the other night. Chris Grant spoke to basically my brother-in-law, but he did his knee about 30, 31, and he reckons it extended his career just having that spell and that chance to strengthen up a few areas and freshen up a couple of spots that you don't normally get to. So, I think 11 months of training and rehab can only mean I'll come back fitter and stronger than I've been before.
Right. Don't know what you got till it's gone, Bill, as the famous song says.
Well, sometimes.
Mind you, I was the opposite, Rosa. I walked off the whacker and within a minute thought, why did I play this game for so long? The complete opposite.
Who knows? Maybe I'll get to that point in a few years.
No, you're a star is the difference. Hey, mate, good luck with the footies. Not that you're going to need it. They're absolutely brilliant. The face footies, as I said. Make sure you get to Rebel or AFL Max stores or get online, sharon.com.au, and get your kids one of these Sharon face footies. They're brilliant. Roars of love to everyone over there, and we look forward to catching up with you soon.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you guys soon. See you guys.
See you, mate.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram, and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Dr. Chris Brown tomorrow.
Yeah.
A brag artist tomorrow.
Yes.
Idiot file again. Yeah, they just keep coming up.
I know.
Maddie just, it's like come to pupper. He just sits there and the stuff just arrives on his desk.
5 minutes.
So that's tomorrow. And Fats in Perth.
And Chelsea Frawley.
Yes.
Going to talk to her.
Brilliant. Yep. Too. Ahead of Spud's game. So exactly. That'll be, she's a great girl. So, Bill, you're in Perth.
I am, Jim. I've got to go over there. Reconnaissance.
You're over there for the 92 West Coast Eagles Premiership reunion.
I haven't come up with enough.
Oh,
Tim, I'm not going.
No.
What are you reconnaissancing?
Oh, well, I've got to just put the, just to send them out over there, just see how things are over there.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means, but anyway.
All right. So a bit going on tomorrow. So a joke now.
Yeah.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke for Total Tools.
Total Tools at Richmond's grand opening event is on right now. Score 20% of your purchase back. They're still open for another hour or so.
1 hour they're open for. 20% off, Jim.
That's good.
Only at the Richmond grand opening. Total Tools.
Brilliant.
Here we go. A boy asks his grandmother, Jim. Granny, have you seen my pills? They were labelled LSD. Granny replies, never mind the pills. Have you seen the dragons in the kitchen?
Oh, no, look at
him. Oh, not bad.
Look at him.
Not bad.
You can tell he likes it.
Oh,
can't
you? I like it.
Normally, the crocodile claws and the stupid look on his fat mush.
Got him. Oh. They've been a bit poor. I have to agree with
you're
everyone.
You're agreeing.
I'm agreeing. Finally. They've been a bit poor.
They have
but
been.
This one.
Yeah,
better. Fat's back.
And I think tomorrow might be decent too.
I'll get you a good one tomorrow.
All right.
Oh, no, you'll get me a good one tomorrow.
I've got a good feeling about tomorrow.
Yes, please. Good luck tonight. Woo! Big game.
Big game.
Richmond, Carlton, wow, we. Carlton could be equal.